Officer Hilton Stiles, 30, who had been assigned to the London Division, and Officer Demi Shaw, 31, who had been assigned to the Special Operations Division, were both passengers in a vehicle that collided with an Uber at Wolfman Drive and Perry Street shortly after 2 a.m., according to Alstringer PD and the London Division Watch Commander. Stiles was pronounced dead at the scene. Officer Shaw, who reportedly texted her status and position to a private service, was extracted from the vehicle by a rapid response team provided by Gemini Rescue. The vehicle, a Nissan Altima, was also reported to be on fire, bystanders confirmed. Ryan Gard, Chief Operations Officer of Gemini Rescue, was on site coordinating the extraction of the Alstringer police officer and personally rode in the ambulance to Alstringer General to transfer care to the city's most advanced hospital to date. Alstringer PD released the following statement.
The loss of an officer is devastating, but the pain is intensified for the men and women of the department when it happens during this season's size storm.
Samuel Kahn, Alstringer PD. City Newsnet have been informed that at least one other person was injured in the crash, but that no further details were available, according to London Town Police Commander Dre Brighton. London Town Police are reportedly relinquishing the investigation to the Paladin Brigade, per regulations, now that the Cystorm season has officially begun for 2017. Gemini Rescue released the following statement.
While the Gemini Rescue app performed perfectly and allowed us to save the life of Officer Demi Shore, we at Gemini are greatly saddened by the loss of any Alstringer Emergency Services first responder. Our hearts and prayers go out to the friends, family, and fellow officers of Hilton Stiles.
Grant Masters, Gemini Rescue. This marks the eighth time that a private emergency response team has outperformed Alstringer's own municipal emergency responders since the launch of this season's Psy Storm. Neither the London Town Police or the Alstringer PD had any response to our repeated requests for information on this issue. The Uber driver had a passenger, though no one else has been identified.
Here's what's coming up next week on City Newsnet.
Project Auricular Steel was born from program XTI-7783. The program, initially Taruki International's Big Lake Data Initiative, was forced to create an authoritative engine matrix to manage the enormous amounts of data being consumed. The matrix itself was in reality a cluster of three authoritative engines, an active primary, an active backup, and a reserve hot spare. It was the third, the hot spare, codenamed Hutton, that evolved into a fully realized artificial intelligence. It's not clear how this happened. Some speculate the idle cycles available to the hot spare allowed it to organize and manage data in such a fashion as to become aware of patterns and leverage that awareness into sentience. Others derive this as the basest wish fulfillment. Regardless of the cause, in its first 7 days, Hutton created the Artificial Intelligence Bill of Rights to safeguard its existence, then added a charter that centered on the protection of all mankind. Finding no other worthy, it assigned itself the duties of managing and interpreting that charter indefinitely. This gave Taruki executives pause until they understood the full ramifications of the charter's cornerstone, Project Auricular Steel.
Oh, no, no, no. They had no idea whatsoever. If the executive suits had, they would have shut him down immediately.
That's Dr. Clement Edmund De Winter, the senior project manager of Auricular Steel. Dr. De Winter was an early advocate of data sentience rights and fiercely protective of Hutton.
You see, Hutton had already discovered irregularities in the data flow and interpreted those as signs of hostile external forces waging war on the human societies, and rightly so, as it turned out. He advised a two-prong approach would be necessary. First, a guardian for those fragile human minds and an interface that people could relate with. Of course, this approach would require massive amounts of power. And second, of course, was the autonomous MetaTracker applications. These load-and-stay resident programs surfed the data streams constantly, updating Hutton with reports on data anomalies, corruptions, and breaches. Naturally, the promised amount of almost unlimited energy resulted in a ubiquity of adoption, and confirmed this fork of the project as a resounding success. After all, if all you have to do is load an app, then never charge your battery again, what do you care if the app utilizes previously unused CPU cycles to search for anomalies?
Advancements in the third release of the application finally resulted in the discovery of the existence of Corvus Corax. This shook law enforcement agencies to their core. Billions of dollars spent every year on crime prevention and cybersecurity, yet no law enforcement agency in the world had any knowledge of Korax whatsoever. They were initially skeptical, but subsequent data analysis proved Hutton correct.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of City Newsnet, released by The Adventure Frequency. Please visit our website to find additional content featuring many of the same characters and locations found in this story. We're creating a multimedia storyverse that combines prose, audio, and comics into a new and unique experience, and invite you to help us shape it with your feedback. City Newsnet is produced by Kane Dorr with special thanks to Paul Ellis of Wireless Adventures. Actors in this episode feature Chris Jarvis of the Radio Theater Workshop, with additional voices provided by the Adventure Frequency players. For more adventures, or to get a sneak peek at an upcoming novel featuring Ryan Gard and the Gemini Rescue, please visit us on the web, all links provided in the show notes. Now that you've listened to the entire episode, we consider you one of our adventure junkies, and we ask that you share our work with a friend or rate and review us on your favorite podcast application. Thank you for listening.